Good morning. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:01 on Wednesday, May 25th of 2022. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Here with me today are Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugen-Huffert, so we have a quorum. I do not have any opening comments. Commissioner Christman, do you?
Well, I will just say, Amy, thanks for your time covering our work here. You make it sometimes a little harder, but you make us better at what we do, and that's journalists and the good journalists in general. And so we wish you well, but thank you for all you've done for the people in North Dakota. And the only other thing, before we get into motions, I would ask that JF1 and the consent calendar, if we could move that to the regular calendar for discussion.
Absolutely. So it will be JF2 on the regular calendar. All right. Thank you, Randy. Well said about Amy Sisk, our tireless Bismarck Tribune reporter who has really dug in on the Public Service Commission's docket and work and has done a fabulous job of trying to understand what we do and explain it to the public, which is a really important service, and you've done it extremely well. So really, you will be very much missed. And to any of the Bismarck Tribune executives who are listening, please invest in another good reporter to cover energy in North Dakota, which is vital to our economy and really important for citizens to understand. And the Tribune plays an important role as the Capitol's paper in covering this important industry. So please, even though Amy is tough to replace, do your best. And Amy, you're always welcome back. If you get your law degree, maybe you want to be a commissioner someday. So, Sherry.
Good morning, everyone. I have a couple things. First of all, I want to say last week I had the privilege of attending regulatory training in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. New Mexico State University has a program, and I was there for the whole week and learned a lot. So I was privileged for that. The second thing, this week, the Public Service Commission, the state of North Dakota, is hosting the 37th annual Central Weights and Measure conference here. For those in the room or online, this is the conference book. They have a lot to go through. And I had the privilege of welcoming 12 states are represented, and many of the people in the room were first-time individual travelers to the state of North Dakota, so I'm glad the weather is cooperating, the grass is green, the trees are budding. But in my welcome statement, I just want to point out one of the paragraphs that I said to the people there and the importance of the work, and I really want to take the time to acknowledge that. The importance of weight and measures cannot be stated enough, specifically in the times we are living in with 6.8% inflation across all economic sectors. The importance of ensuring the customer is getting what they pay for is very critical. But not only that, North Dakota is a home to many amazing small businesses. These businesses do not have the luxury of large chunks of operating capital. As we all know, weights and measures is about equity. While our staff may be small size, they work hard to ensure that all 24,722 commercial weighing and measuring devices are accurate. This work could not be possible without the work of the Central Weights and Measures Association, which ultimately accumulates the publication of Handbook 44. And it's people like them that invest in coming to these conferences to discuss and vet and ensure that equity is met is very critical. So this is an important conference. I want to give a shout out to Conrad, the supervisor, who really worked hard on putting this conference together, and his small staff of Kyle, Brandon, and Tracy that have done a wonderful job welcoming 12 states to North Dakota and putting on a conference. So thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, that was a great thing to highlight, and I popped in just for the opening and would note that it's the first time North Dakota's hosted this conference in 37 years of the conference's existence. So it was high time that they get to North Dakota and do their business here. As Conrad said at the conference, it is a weighty matter, this conference. Sherry, you did a wonderful job in your comments. However, you didn't use nearly enough weights and measure puns.
I'll wait till next
waiting
time.
For him. Come on, where is it? All right. Anyway, okay, moving on. Do you have something to add, Randy?
Well, I hope to get down there later on today to see, you know, get a measure of their
to size
the
it
conference,
up.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Amy excellent. And Dave, you are invited to stop down. It's at the Radisson, if you
want. Dave, it is definitely right for you because you would have fun with the puns. So, hope you cover it. All right. With that, we will move on to the consent agenda. We have a couple of items on consent. I would move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Then moving on to the regular agenda, I have two items. First, I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Gas Service Extension Policy, tariff case number PU-21-452.
Second.
So on December 21st of last year, MDU filed an application with the commission to consolidate its interruptible gas service extension policy rate 119 and its firm gas service extension policy rate 120 under one rate schedule to be called gas service extension policy rate 120. On March 30th, the commission issued a notice of opportunity for hearing, providing until May 3rd for receiving written comments or requests for a hearing. No response or request for hearing was received. So MDU's proposed tariff revisions were required as part of a settlement provision in our last gas rate case. That was case number PU-20-379. And provision 9 of that settlement provided that Montana, Dakota, and advocacy staff agree to collectively modify rate 120 tariff in a way that mutually addresses the needs of the company and ensures that North Dakota natural gas customers are not subsidizing growth projects in MDU's service territory. MDU's proposed revisions eliminate separate firm and interruptible gas extension tariffs and combines them into a single tariff. In addition to the consolidation, the revisions require that any extension project designated as system betterment by MDU must be listed individually with supporting details and justification in MDU's next general natural gas rate case. And it must hold North Dakota ratepayers harmless in the event a bond or a letter of credit from a developer fails to cover the required financial obligation for a main or service line extension. So by doing those things, it basically calls out these special or specific extension projects and allows our staff to review them to make sure that they aren't somehow being subsidized by ratepayers as a whole. And that's an important thing in this. And so these changes are designed to protect North Dakota ratepayers from subsidizing growth projects or from inadequate bonding. So with those things in place, I think that we are ready to approve this, and I'm moving it forward and plan to support it today.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, now on to JF2, which was moved at the request of Commissioner Chrisman from consent. I move the commission deem complete the application for a certificate of site compatibility conditioned on receipt at least 30 days prior to the hearing of the final site layout plan, including updated figures 1 through 11 of the application, with the associated GIS shapefiles and all updated studies, including updated sound, shadow flicker, and telecom studies in Badger Wind LLC 251.6 Megawatt Badger Wind Project, Logan and McIntosh Siting Application Case Number PU-22-86.
Second.
So a little bit of background on this one. We, the commission issued a notice of hearing last week for this project. And the hearing is scheduled for, I forget when, but I'll get that on.
June 28th.
June 28th. Thank you, Randy. And the, now we're basically deeming the application complete. We wanted to get the issue, the notice out to the papers so they had more than enough time to meet the notice requirements, hold that date for the hearing. We're always sensitive to projects getting through the permitting process in a timely manner, because of our short construction project in shortened construction season in North Dakota. So we try to do our best to meet all the obligations required for noticing, et cetera, while also meeting the obligations for the projects to be transparent in their application and that sort of thing. So the last legislative session, the legislature passed a law that requires agencies to file their comments no less than 30 days prior to the hearing. Well, if the company isn't filing their final layouts until 30 days, it's really difficult for the agencies to file their comments within 30 days. So because of the timeline that the company is requesting here and the late filing of some of their their site layout plan and then some of the associated studies, they have stipulated that they will not object to or agree to accept any filings up to the date of the hearing from any agencies that want to comment on their final layout and their final studies. So with that stipulation in place, I think that we're okay to proceed here on this schedule and accommodate the company's schedule.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Yes. When I first reviewed this, visited with staff, because I found it confusing, I wanted to clarify whether all these things were going to be filed by 30 days before, which would be Sunday, which I would assume would mean Friday, but maybe Monday. But anyway, it's this weekend is roughly the time frame. And then subsequently was told that there would be some things late, but that they would do this stipulation. And so I guess with the stipulation that put me over, otherwise I was going to just request that this hearing be rescheduled and we had to start over because it wasn't going to be adequate. Now with the stipulation in place, I'm okay to go ahead with this, but I guess I'm throwing out my own recommendations to staff here. One is, if any of these agencies, and these agencies, we don't have them comment to us to just get their opinion whether they think they like something or not. We expect kind of, in most cases, scientific opinions that take a little while to put together. Well, I don't know that they are listening to our meetings, so the ones that commented in advance on the application that's been on file here for some time, I hope our staff will notify them that this stipulation is there, and so they don't have to throw up their hands now and say, well, because of this law that was passed, House Bill 1383, we can't say anything anymore, so we're hamstrung now. They changed the application and we can't say anything. I hope we will let them know, as well as maybe any others that frequently comment but haven't commented on this one. Second thing is, This kind of occurred to me back in that busy session in 2019 when this law went through that limited these agencies to filing. It had to be in within before the 30-day period. And we require the companies to have their applications complete 30 days in advance. And then I guess it's kind of slipped my mind, but it seems to me we need these applications based on this law a little more than that. Because even if it wasn't for a few of these items coming in late on this case, really, if they filed it, say, Friday, right on time, how do we expect these agencies to do a scientific evaluation of that application and then get comments to us that day yet?
Right.
And so I guess I just, for our own discussion at some point, I think we need to rethink this 30-day requirement and realize that we probably need these applications to be complete further in advance than that.
Randy, you're absolutely right. And during the session, I believe I even testified to this bill that we would be requiring companies to file 60 days in order to file their final site plan 60 days in order to provide enough time for the agencies to comment. And I kind of thought we had already done that rule, but we didn't, and I don't think we have to put it in rule, but we should develop that more formally as a policy. And so I think that that's the direction that staff should take from this, and however we need to proceed to formalize that process so that it doesn't slip, we need to do that so that the rather than saying 30 days prior to the hearing, the companies need to be on notice that it's going to be 60 days prior to the hearing to accommodate the law that they brought forward in the session and advocated for that would require agencies to have their comments in 30 days prior. So in order to meet, you know, the needs of that law, they have to get their stuff in 60 days ahead. So, and we do need to formalize that and make sure that that happens.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. That concludes my portfolio. Commissioner Christman, you're up.
I only have one item. I move the commit, but it's a big one. I move the commission publish notice of the 2022-2023 telecommunications relay service surcharge in the daily newspapers of general circulation in the state of North Dakota. Public Service Commission telecommunications relay service miscellaneous case number PU-22-191.
Second.
We have a motion and a sorry.
Yes, a little additional information. The great Governor Ed Schaefer, the 30th governor of North Dakota, famous for so many successes, but probably two of the really biggies that people think of. I'm going to point out one, the incredible staff he put together and the great careers they've gone on to since. And also, within the first half of the year of his governorship, on April 21st of 1993, he signed into law House Bill 1028 that established a program to provide specialized telecommunications services and equipment to the communications impaired. The Relay Services Program is funded by an access line surcharge paid by the customers of local exchange companies and radio communication service providers. The Relay Services Program is administered by the Information Technology Department, and before June 1st of each year, the Public Service Commission calculates the amount of the surcharge based on cost data and other information provided by ITD. The Commission has calculated the 2022-2023 surcharge to be 3 cents per access line per month, and that is what we have before us right now.
Now we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
So, Randy, if you had to rank his accomplishments, the staff or this, which would you put as top?
Both, as well as some of his other accomplishments are very important, but I don't know how you top that staff.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
We could go into which staff, but I suppose we don't need to get that detailed here today. All right, Commissioner Haugenhoffert, you've got the bulk of today's agenda item, so now it's your turn.
So I outweigh both of you.
Did you work for staff at Schaefer?
I knew him. I voted for him. I put a sign in my yard. I still have his sweatshirt. Okay. First one, I move the commission adopt the order in Otter Tail Power Company Generation Resource Cost Recovery Rate Case Number PU2287.
Second.
On March 1st, 2022, Otter Tail Power Company filed an annual rate update under its Generation Resource Cost Recovery Tariff. On March 30th, the commission issued a Notice of Opportunity for Hearing, which provided until May 9th, 2022. The notice identified the issues to consider, whether the investment and associated costs for the resource quality for recovery, whether the incurred costs are reasonable and prudent, and whether the rate adjustments are consistent with the tariff, with the terms of Otter Tail Power Company's tariff. Otter Tail Power proposed a generation resource cost recovery factor of 2.982% of the customer's bill to recover actual and forecasted costs through June 30th, 2023 for the Astoria Station Natural Gas Plant project and the net savings associated with the retirement of Hoot Lake Plant. Otter Tail proposed a recovery approximately a little over $3 million during the recovery period. The impact of the rate change on the bill for the residential customer using 1,000 kilowatt per month is a reduction of approximately 1.69 cents per month. Having considered this matter, the commission finds the proposed rate adjustment is just and reasonable. So there was total cost savings when Otter Tail shut down Hoot Lake plant. Those cost savings were administrative, labor, depreciation, and overall plant. And so those cost savings, therefore, were reflected in the rate reduction to the consumers. So therefore, it is recommended we approve.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the tariff and rates, reduce the application fee to $10,000, and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company Advanced Metering Infrastructure Rate and Tariff, case number PU22-180.
Second.
On May 2nd, Northern States Power Company filed the application to implement a manual meter reading rider. And those interested are invited to comment on the application. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by July 6, 2022.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the tariff and rates, reduce the application fee to $10,000, and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company Competitive Response Rider Tariff and Rates, case number PU22-185.
Second.
On May 4th, 2022, Northern States Power Company filed an application to implement a competitive response rider
NSP states the purpose of the rider is to offer discounts on demand and/or energy cases for existing and prospective large commercial and industrial electric customers. According to NSP, the CRR will help attract new customers to North Dakota and help existing customers more cost-effectively expand their business. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by July 6, 2022.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'll say that both of these riders are kind of curious to me. I haven't looked into them yet. But they are new and different and interesting, and I'll look forward to learning more about them. But also finding out from the company how adding riders will affect the way the bills look and how consumers read them, because I do think riders are somewhat confusing to folks on the bill. So that's one thing that I'll be asking the company to explain and give examples of how these riders would be carried out and communicated to customers.
I would agree, Commissioner. When I looked at this, some of the notes I made is it's great to attract large customers, but how does that discount affect others on the attraction? So using large amounts. So I am interested and encourage people to present comments before July 6th.
Weigh in, so to speak.
Yeah, I hope everyone weighs in.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Wait patiently. Here's the next one. I move the commission suspend the tariff and rates and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company electric bill credit rider tariff and rates case number PU22-186.
Second.
On May 5th, 2022, Northern States Power Company filed an application to implement a bill credit rider. NSP states the intention of the rider is to enable more efficient and timely implementation of various billing credits to North Dakota electrical customers. Those interested are invited to comment, and comments and requests for hearing must be received by July 6, 2022. And this is, we've talked about them when they get a credit. It's very complicated and time consuming. They can only do one credit at a time, and therefore it's a quite a lengthy time for that credit to do. So hopefully this bill credit writer can expedite the process. So I'm interested to hear on how they're going to do it and really the effectiveness and timeliness of any credit that's due to a customer.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the tariff and rates, reduce the application fee to $10,000, and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company General Rules and Regulations, tariff and rates, case number PU22-190.
Second.
Second. What am I thinking? Sorry. Second by Randy.
On May 11th, 2022, Otter Tail Power Company filed an application to implement revision to sections 5.01, 10.02, 10.03, 10.04, 10.05, 11.05, 11.07, and 14.07. of its existing tariffs. Otter Tail Power Company states the changes are administrative in nature and are part of Otter Tail Power Company's ongoing efforts to provide clarity, proper billing, and consistency for its North Dakota electric customers. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by July 6th, 2022. I dug a little bit further into this, and I just want to add a couple things regarding all these sections in which they're hoping to impact. Otter Tail Power is proposing a number of tariff changes in this filing. The changes are primarily administrative in nature, such as correcting language and clarifying the taxes and franchise fees will be excluded in some calculations. So, however, one of the tariff changes is the result of Otter Tail Power's implementation of a new customer information system used for billing. The new system has a slightly different methodology for determining demand charges than the old system. And in order to utilize the new technology, the new methodology, Otter Tail must update its tariff to match the methodology. So that's what has been filed.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Right, thank you, Steve. I haven't seconded a motion for like 2 years. I like, where did that come from?
I don't know.
You had just been waiting.
The only one more surprised than me was you. Oh boy. Okay. Anyway.
I don't know how to measure that.
Oh. Oof. So dumb. Okay. On to announcements. We have a bunch of hearings coming up next week. No, this Thursday we have the hearing on the rules for resource plans and cybersecurity. And then next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe Friday, I'm not sure about that, we have the NSP natural gas rate increase hearings. So that is going to be really interesting. And then the following Monday, because we're so brilliant in our scheduling, we also plan a hearing. This one in Williston on the Buddy Domingo pipeline. And that's the one where they're taking the, isn't this the one where they're, yeah, you're using the natural gas to, for enhanced oil recovery or want to. So this is a pipeline associated with that. And so we'll be off to Williston for a hearing on that. And then later in June, we have the much-awaited Quest Corporation's PIDs and PAPs cancellation application that we'll be having a hearing on. And then the Badger Wind hearing at the end of the month. So doing a fair number of hearings in June. So that concludes the announcements. We'll now take a brief recess for questions. This meeting is a recess. Any questions?